Ewe, isitakathethe.
Bathi yethu babuchapha sikaqali ngoba wathi nembe sekhona mhlawumbi ke sawuphathelwa ngoku.
Good morning, honorable members.
Morning, Slalo.
How are you, Bautap?
Very
well, thanks.
Yeah.
Apologies, I'm having challenges with network here. As you can see, I'm out in the farm in Ibono. let's get the session underway. Manyamsa, do you have any apologies?
Good morning, Chair.
Good
I'm
morning.
Sure we can get the session underway because we only have two members, you and that top. Let's wait at least for another two members.
Okay. I'll be on standby. Hi, Hamza. Hi, D. Hi, Hamza. Amakhate.
Tata.
Niyasifumani nemba.
Ndibathe.
Are we getting any other members on the platform?
Eh, kuthiwa balinde kuwaiting room but andibakho. Ndicela ungithumelele kuWhatsApp, bathumelele kuWhatsApp five labo support.
Okay. Let me send a WhatsApp and see.
Benedict.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
My name's how many members now? My name's
only three, one more, chair.
One more, huh?
Yes, chair.
Okay.
Okay, another one more, chair. Ubani, no one more.
It's honorable Bunte.
Another one, Della.
How are you, Dad? The honorable members of the celebration of the Springboks.
Yeah, no, who busy, chair, who busy? No, that's the amount of last year.
Okay.
Morning, young men, Muntwetu.
Hey, young man, is this you?
Bring another member.
Must rent a member. Why is Mama to asking where is the link? The link was the chair did put the link on the group. Chair, what is he saying there? He must join.
Muna muntu ita kau tele mati asam.
Let me try calling Tata Matias, but to be honest, it's not my responsibility to be reminding him to join the meeting. All of us are aiming to be attending meetings here. Let me do that courtesy and call him. Ya uthusa wena modula tsokopona ha ho ile le foramo le bona tsa ntate Matias o tla join.
Fighters come to the rescue, fighters.
Ciao.
It's like a little moment to wait for 1 or 2 years. The ANC on the shares.
Boring.
It is 1 or 2 years. The ANC doing on the shares. Maybe 100 million.
Commissar, we're in a meeting of government here, Commissar.
No, meeting. I just want a meeting.
Can the host admit? Can the host admit members then?
Yes, sir.
The members that are indicating who the host must admit them is the Dr. Tsape and the Mayor Maso.
Ah, Glahom.
Sharp, Che.
Sure.
Recording in progress.
Okay.
Recording stopped.
Do you have quorum now?
Quorum,
okay. Good morning, honorable members. Thank you for finally logging in. I don't know how members missed the communication was sent on the 1st of November to all members to be able to have this session. But it is a continuation of Tuesday's meeting, as we were not able to go through all the clauses that we sought to read through on the bill. So we will start where we left off in reading the clauses, and I will ask the content advisor to take us through clause 7, as I try and find a suitable gadget to read from, because I'm on my phone, which is the one that I'm logged in on. Then as soon as I have my iPad, I'll be able to do that. Content advisors, and we read through.
Recording in progress.
Anyamza. I've also tried to log in with my iPad. I don't see the bill and the clauses.
Recording in progress.
My name is Zakaria Elias. Honorable members, are we on chapter 6 or did we conclude on chapter 6 and moving to chapter 7?
We're starting on chapter 7.
Yes. I have an echo on my side. Am I audible?
You are, Slalo.
You are audible, sir.
Thank you. Can you still hear me?
Indeed, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Members. We are on Chapter 7 on the Preservation and Development of the Agricultural Land Bill, a general and miscellaneous provisions. Delegation 34, Section 1. The Minister may delegate any power or duty vested in him or in terms of this Act, other than in power, than the power or duty referred to in subsection 5 and the performance of any duties of the minister. 2. A. The Director General. B. MEC. Or C. Any organ of state. 2. A. Delegation referred to in subsection 1. A. Must be in writing. B. May be made subject to conditions. C. Does not prevent exercise of the power or performance of the duty by the minister. D. May include the power to subdelegate. And E. May be withdrawn by the minister. 3. The minister must give notice in the gazette of any delegation of a power or duty to an MEC or an organ of state. 4. The minister may confirm, vary or revoke any decision taken in consequence of a delegation or subdelegation in terms of this section, subject to any rights that may have accrued to a person as a result of the decision. 5. The minister may not delegate a power or duty vested in the minister in terms of this Act. 2. A. Make regulations and develop policies. B. Publish notices in the Gazette, or C. Appoint a member of an advisory panel, appeal panel, or a member of an advisory or technical committee. 6. The Director General may delegate a power or duty vested in him or her by or under this Act to A. an official in the department, or B. an officer in the provincial administration, agreement with the HOD. 7. A delegation referred to in subsection 6. A. Must be in writing. B. May be subject to conditions. C. Does not prevent the exercise of the power or performance of the duty by the Director General. D. May include the power subdelegate, and E. be withdrawn by the Director General. Regulations 35, Section 1. The Minister, after consultation with the MECs, may make regulations. A. Dealing with any matter which under this Act may or must be dealt with by the regulation. B. The procedure to be allowed in applying for, the issuing of and monitoring compliance with agro systems, ecosystems authorizations. C. for the procedure to be followed in respect of one, the efficient administration and processing of agroecosystems authorization. Two, fair decision making and conflict management in the consideration and processing of applications for agroecosystems authorization. And three, consultation with land owners, lawful occupiers, and other interested or affected parties. D, specifying the functions in relation to the administration and processing of the agroecosystem authorization that may be performed only by an agricultural professional, and the procedures to be followed by such agricultural professionals. E, for the procedures to be followed for the preparation, evaluation, and adoption of one, provincial agricultural sector plans, two, agricultural areas, three, protected agricultural areas, four, agroecosystem report, and five, norms and standards. F, describing the contents of the National Agroeco Information Systems. G, for the procedures concerning lodging of any appeals and consideration and decisions of such appeals in terms of this act. H, prescribing fees after consultation with the Minister of Finance to be paid for one, the consideration and processing of applications for ecosystems authorizations. Two, the review of documents, processes, and procedures, specialists on behalf of the competent authority. And three, the consideration and processing of appeals. I, prescribing minimum criteria for agroecosystems reports in order to ensure a consistent quality and to facilitate efficient evaluation of agroecosystems report. They, dealing with the appointment, remuneration, and terms of reference of advisory committees. K, dealing with the appointment, remuneration, and functions of technical and other experts. And L, any auxiliary or incidental administrative procedural matters that it is necessary to prescribe for the proper implementation administration of this Act. Two, any regulations made under subsection 1 may provide that any person who contravenes or fails to comply with a provision thereof is guilty of a criminal offense and liable on conviction to a fine not exceeding 250,000 rands or to a term of imprisonment for a period not exceeding 2 years, or to both such fines and such imprisonment. Three, the norms and standards referred to in subsection 1E, V, must, among others, be informed by A, soil surveyor, B, range land surveys, C, land use surveys, D, land capability assessment, E, land suitability assessment, F, agricultural potential assessment, and G, impact assessment. For A, the minister, after consulting the MECs, may I, one, determine norms and standards for listing activities in terms of section 16 or any for any part of an activity or for a combination of activities. To prescribe norms and standards to achieve and measure compliance with the objects of this Act. Three, prescribe reporting and monitoring requirements and prescribe procedures. And four, prescribe procedures and criteria to be used by the competent authority for the monitoring of listed activities in order to determine compliance with the prescribed norms and standards. B, the norms and standards referred to in subsection 1E and V must provide for rules, guidelines, or characteristics. One, that may commonly and repeatedly be used, and two, against which the performance of listed activities or the results of such listed activities may be measured for the purposes of achieving the objects of this act. C, the norms and standards referred to in subsection 1, E and V apply 1, nationwide, 2, in a specific province, or 3, in a specific geographical area only. D, the processes of developing and adopting norms and standards referred to in subsection 1E and V must include the 1, publication of the draft norms and standards for comment in the Gazette, 2, consideration of comments received, and 3, publication of the norms and standards in the Gazette. 5, before making any regulation under this Act, the Minister must A, publish a notice in the Gazette, 1, setting out the draft regulations, and 2, inviting written comments to be submitted on the proposed regulations within a specified period mentioned in the notice, and B, consider all such comments received. 6, regulations made in terms of this Act must be published in the Gazette for public comment. Offences. 36. A person is guilty of an offence if that person A, contravenes the restrictions imposed on the use of agricultural land within a protected agricultural area in terms of Section 11, B, commences with an activity listed in terms of Section 16 without an agro-ecosystems authorization from a competent authority. C, fails to comply with or contravenes a condition of an agro-ecosystem authorization granted by a competent authority in terms of Section 15. D, refuses or fails to comply with a directive issued by a competent authority in terms of Section 32. E, hinders or obstructs an inspector in the performance of any function in terms of this Act. F, pretends to be an inspector or an assistant to an inspector. G, furnishes false or misleading information complying with a request by an inspector. H, fails to comply with a request by an inspector. I, unlawfully and intentionally or negligently commits an act or omission which detrimentally affects the agricultural land, or J, makes a false disclosure on any matter required in terms of this act. Penalties. 37, subsection 1. Any person convicted of offense referred to in section 36 is liable of a fine or imprisonment, subject to subsection 3 and subsection 4, as determined by a court of law. 2, a court in an appropriate case may A, order the land to be rehabilitated or restored to its previous agricultural state or potential, whichever is the most achievable, or B, in the absence of a full disclosure of the information required in terms of this Act, order the person concerned to comply with the prescripts of this Act. 3, a person convicted of an offense in terms of subsection 1 may be sentenced to a fine not exceeding 10 million rands, or a term of imprisonment for a period not exceeding 10 years, or both such fine and such imprisonment. 4, a person convicted of an offense under this Act who, after conviction, continues the conduct for which he or she was convicted, is guilty of continuing offense and liable on conviction to a fine not exceeding 250,000 rand, or to a term of imprisonment for a period not exceeding 3 months, or to both such fines and such imprisonment. repeal and amendment of laws. 38, the subdivision of agricultural land repeal act 1998, act number 64 of 1998 is hereby amended to the extent reflected in the schedule. Short title and commencement. 39. This act is called the Preservation and Development of Agricultural Land Act 2021 and comes into operation on a date fixed by the President by the proclamation. Proclamation. Honorable members, that is clause 7 has having been read. Can we have a mover for the agreeing with the clauses of chapter 7?
Chair.
Honorable Marshall.
Chairperson, I'm here to move for the adoption of chapter 7 on those clauses that are read by the chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Masho, and I hope you mean agree, as this has been the term that was used in our last meeting. So we agree with Chapter 7 clauses. And we have a second, Honorable Members.
I, Chair Ndumiso Kapa, I second the move by Honorable Masho to agree on Chapter 7.
Thank you, Honorable Kapo, for seconding the clause by clause on Chapter 7, which has been duly read. Honorable members, that be the Preservation and Development of Agricultural Land Bill that we set up ourselves to engage on. Manyamza. Any other business for the day? Can I request honorable members and the legal advisor, if they're on the platform, to speak on how the final clause we read after capturing the amendments. Do we have the legal advisor?
Morning, Chair. Yes. I have a request. We have not yet had time to sit with the department and the state law advisor.
Recording stopped.
To get to agree on how the clauses after the proposed amendments should be reading, and regarding those clauses on whether or not we will be accepting the proposed amendments. I do not know if the chair can be able to give us more time to have that discussion, and then we'll come back to you.
Thank you. Can the officials of the department on the platform, that is Sprache. That is Rache. Mema Shaela.
Good morning, Chair. Thank you very much. We support the request by the Parliamentary Legal Advisor, Chair, that we will sit together and craft the new clauses, and then those will be presented at a meeting to be determined by the committee. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mema Shaela. From the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, we also want to thank our legal advisor, the deliberations they seek to have in order to engage with the amendments. Honorable members, that is all that we set ourselves to conclude on the clause by clause of the bill on preservation and development of the agricultural land bill.
Before
now,
the chair,
yes?
Before that, sorry for interjecting, my hands is up.
Yes, Mayor Marshall.
Thank you, Chair. I also do agree that we give them a chance, but we need to have a time frame. We are now on the last minutes of Parliament. We need them to give us a time frame. How long will that engagement take? Because we want this. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Marshall. Allow me to check because this is a continuing process of the committee. We will request that the legal team and the department prepare to present to the committee on our next sitting, which is Tuesday, so that we can be able to finalize the bill. We need also honorable members to wrap up with this, as we do have other items on our program as the committee for the year. So we will request our legal advisor and the officials of the department to ensure that they affect the necessary amendments as having been captured through this reading of clause by clause. Honorable members, as I said, there were no other attempts for the day but to get through this clause by clause of bill. I therefore wish you well for the rest of the day. And those that are in the Parliament precinct, do join the entire colleagues in the National Council of Provinces as they welcome our Captain Siya Kolisi and the heroes of our nation, the Springboks, who are the World Champions 2023 of the Rugby World Cup. And we are fortunate as this committee to have been part of history, as it is during the sixth Parliament that in 2019 the trophy was lifted, and again in our sixth Parliament is lifted for the second time. So we are very proud of this victory of the Springboks, and we wish future generations of South African rugby players to be inspired as the Springboks undergoes their tour. They've already finished Gauteng. They were in Johannesburg and Pretoria. They are now in Cape Town today, and we look forward to following their other tours right throughout the landscape of our country. Honorable members, have a wonderful weekend ahead. Have time to rest and catch up with your loved ones. We'll see you in the next sitting, inshallah. The meeting stands adjourned.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Mama.
Same to you, same to you. Enjoy your weekend.
Have a great one, colleagues.
Thank you, Chair. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.